News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Interesting report on the front page of the Irish Independent today. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil apparently joining forces to block the Green Party's plans for new anti-pollution taxes on cars and heavy goods vehicles. Hazel Shue, Dublin City Council and former Lord Mayor, joins us now. Green Party member, of course, as well. Hazel, are Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil ganging up on the Green Party in relation to this?
Hello. I think the headlines are headlines. Listen, this was part of the moving together a strategic approach to improve efficiency of the transport system in Ireland strategy. And it was a draft strategy that was put in front of people a while ago. It was going to cabinet. People knew about it. So it's not like I don't think there's a gang up. I think there's just a lot more clickbait and headlines more than anything else as we go into a general election.
Nothing is going to happen straight away, but I think the disagreement seems to be the Greens wanted this report published in full, and Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil were saying not before the election. Don't be mad.
No, I'm not quite sure they're saying that. I think they've been going out, like Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have been going out claiming credit for public transport wins, for reduced traffic, and this is all part of that as well. This is the review that allowed for all those wins as well. So I don't see them necessarily saying they won't agree with it when they've already gone out to claim credit on loads of other things on it. Like, what we need to look at
is what they're worried about transport emissions. Yeah, I think what they're worried about, Hazel, is some of the proposals in this. And as you say, it's a very wide ranging report and deals. There's lots of carrots as well as stick in that report.
But
I think what they're probably worried about is things like a review of VRT, motor tax, tolls and so on, the introducing tolls based on the length of time a motorist has driven. That kind of polluter pays approach. I think they're probably nervous about that.
To be fair, one of the things was on the weight of a vehicle as well. So we look at the heavy weighted vehicles and the emissions that's produced. Because
an SUV tax.
Yeah, well, SUV tax, not quite SUV tax. Let's not go into that specific because, again, it's a draft strategy. But what we need to look at is the serious need to address transport emissions. Like, we just looked at Spain and we showed the danger of climate change. It's a long established principle that the polluters should pay. We are providing huge investment in public transport, so the alternatives are there. Public transport is more efficient, moving more people with less space and less pollution, and we need to prioritize that. And the other parties have said that they want to prioritize that, and you can't prioritize one thing without sacrificing something else, if that makes sense. Something has to
It does make sense. So. It makes logical sense. Does it make political sense, I suppose, is my question.
Political. Some people might go, listen, we can't do this because it's a political, I don't know, loss, or people will frown upon it. But
people are very wedded to their cars. Let's be straight about it.
What we need to look at is political leadership here. When we talk about what makes political sense, we also need to show political leadership. And no one could deny what happened in Spain this week was not only a tragedy, but something that we could all prevent going into the future if we can. Those tragedies and incidences and events are going to continue to get worse if we don't try to roll up our sleeves and make sure that we are polluting less and make sure that we fight back on climate action. Climate action is here on the agenda. Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael knows that, and they need to continue to push behind that instead of going out and saying, well, we can't do that because it's a political loss to us.
So do we need to be honest with people and say, look, the polluter pays principle is coming and it's going to happen and it has to happen in tandem with all the good things, the better public transport and so on?
I think people understand that's happening already. Like, I've met lots of people in the last a couple of months, and I'm sure lots of people have, and politicians will hear it themselves, that a lot of people have the good sense to know that is what they need to do. Like, when doors are telling you that they are crying out for political leadership, well, I would ask various parties is that they start showing some.
Okay, all right. Hazel Shue, Green Dublin City Councillor, former Lord Mayor of Dublin, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Hard to argue with that, Ciara.
Yeah, and I mean, first of all, I fully accept climate change. I fully accept that we have to do something about it. I fully accept all of those things. I also think that in time, we need to do something to change our ways, to improve our lot and those things too.
But Lord, when St. Anthony, Lord, make me chafe, yeah, just not yet.
Well, yeah, a little bit. And I'll tell you why, because the reality of it is we aren't some kind of mental laggard here in Ireland where other countries
Saint
are.
St. Augustine, not St. Anthony, sorry. Or
St. Anthony, all is lost. Yeah. I guess like what I'm saying is if you're in London, you use the tube. And you don't use the tube because you're an environmentally green, friendly type. You use it because it's a really bloody good system. You use it because it's excellent public transport.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have that here. I can't get to work without driving my car. So I'm going to be penalised if they bring in all these polluter
pays. Will you be, though?
Well, I presume so.
I'm not sure you will. It'll be easier for
public
you to get...
Public transport hasn't started me by the time I get here.
But it'll be easier for you to get to work if the roads are less... Those people
my roads
absolutely
that's a
need to lose
thought,
their car.
But it's nonsense. Because
why is it nonsense?
Because the road isn't congested when I come to work anyway.
Is it not congested on your way home?
It's empty.
On your way home?
It's not that congested. I'm going the wrong way at the wrong time.
But people who absolutely... Okay, but like in fairness, yours is pretty exceptional
circumstances. It's not about me. No, it's not about me. But the point I'm making is this is stick and no carrot.
Well,
the carrot would be good that, public transport.
The plan actually has plenty of carrot. It's about investing in public transport as well. So it's actually not.
So in 30 years' time, when we have decent public transport, we won't worry that we had paid pollution charges for the last 30 years.
It's not 30 years' time. Public transport has improved in the last 5 years and
still
will continue to. No, but it's both. You need
as
both
a motorist,
measures.
And I am a motorist.
But I think you
and
just
I'm
want carrot and no stick.
I want a good bit of carrot.
Yeah.
I do, like, yeah. And the carrot I'm looking for, by the way, is the money in my pocket. The carrot I'm looking for is good public transport.
Do the events of the last 2 to 3 days
mean I shouldn't drive my car? No,
no,
they don't.
Do they not make you think?
Of course
they
do
not make you reassess and go, actually, we need to change how we...
Well, they do make me think. They do make me think. But this happened in 1973 too, when climate change wasn't. So freak weather occurrences happen anyway.
And they happen a lot more frequently.
Yes, they do.
And their damage is a lot worse.
I get that. I get all of those things, but I just, at the end of the day, believe that they want to kick the motorists repeatedly without providing proper alternatives.
They're not kicking the motorists.
They're
trying to decarbonize the economy, Ciara. We need
Give
to
us
do that.
Options.
It's like kicking the motorists, that's really simplistic. And it's about decarbonizing the economy, which we
I
need to do.
I know it is, Shane, but they want us to do things without us having anything that we can jump onto as an alternative.
They being the people we elect are our representatives. Like,
we haven't got the options people have elsewhere.
Yeah. Well, we need to create those options. But like, I think we can't put our head in the sand about this.
No, and I would agree with that bit of it.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.